Hello and welcome to WNCW's new music podcast, On the Way Up. I'm your host, Joe Kendrick. We say hello to the year 2019 with our first batch of new music for the podcast, almost all of which has a direct connection to the states of North Carolina and Texas. A nice coincidence, really. We bring back DJ for a Day with music historian and rare vinyl hunter Ken Friedman, who produced the Tobacco Ogogo series. And Ken has a mysterious 45 from Spindale that we're trying to figure out. We will also share some stories and some songs from his Tobacco Ogogo compilations. Much fun. So let's get right into it with a set of music from Texas, which includes your segue of the week. Here's Charlie Crockett and Servant of Love.
If you're looking for a lover, baby, I'm your man. We'll go out and stroll in and I'll hold you by your hand. I'm always ready. I'm always ready for love. And I'd like to be your servant when it's of your thinking. When it comes to loving, honey, I don't need a sin. I'm always ready, always ready for love. And I'd like to be your servant when it's of your thinking of. You taught me. When it comes to loving, honey, I don't need a brain. I'm always ready, always ready for love. And I'd like to be your servant when it's of your thinking of. When it's of your thinking of. When it's of your thinking of.
About the moonlight and everything. But late at night she told me vamos para Monterrey. Vamos todos a bailar, a buscar el nuevo ritmo que se acaba de llegar. El boogaloo, baby, el boogaloo, baby, en Monterrey. Un pasito para acá,
baby. I wanna tell you a story every man ought to know. If you want a little loving, you gotta start real slow. She's gonna love you tonight now, if you just treat her right now. Oh, squeeze her real gentle, gotta make her feel good. Tell her that you love her like you know you should. 'Cause if you don't treat her right, she won't love you tonight. If you practice my method just as hard as you can, you're gonna get a reputation as a loving man. And you'll be glad every night that you treated her right.
An earlier segue of the week than you may be used to from On the Way Up. That was one of several acts from Texas to round out our first set, the band Roy Head and the Traits with Treat Her Right from the year 1965, following Adrian Quesada, who is a producer, recorded all of this compilation onto analog tape. It's called Look at My Soul, the Latin Shade of Texas Soul, and that was the Freddie Fender tune Boogaloo on Monterey. You've got some all-star guests like members of Los Lobos, Brownout, Charlie Sexton in here. Adrian says, Texas soul to me is a unique Texas take on what we know as soul music in a way that could have only happened in this state. You had this melting pot of black, brown, white, and you had proximity to the Mexican border adding influence. What has been exciting to me about making this record has been the process of working with some of these living legends. A really good one there. Adrian Quesada following Buxton from the Gulf Coast. They formed in 2003 as a trio, and now they're a six-piece, giving us their fifth record called Stay Out Late. That was the tune Jan. I wasn't familiar with their earlier records, so maybe that's why it was a bit of a surprise to see them classified as a country act on AllMusic. It may also have been a bearing on the band saying that this new record is, quote, ultimately the end result of understanding who we are, and more importantly, who we are not, end quote. At the top, yes, he is a descendant of Davy Crockett. That's Charlie Crockett and his version of Servant of Love from Lil GL's Blue Bonanza. It's the cover of the Van Brothers tune, and it's quick on the heels of last year's breakout album, Lonesome as a Shadow, from Charlie Crockett. Next up, it's what sounds like a powerful anthem for social consciousness in 2019, one from Maya DeVitri.
Thank you. for the sake of my name, pours forth the only fortune I've gained, and calls me on into the sun.
It's time we made time just for talking. It's time we made time to heal. That's what Andrew Marlin is singing there on the tune Into the Sun from Mandolin Orange's new one, Tides of a Teardrop, their sixth release. It's inspired by the death of Marlin's mother, who died of complications from surgery, and that was back when Andrew was 18. Andrew and Emily had an eventful 2018 and were musical guests for E-Town when the show recorded live in Boone, North Carolina that summer, when Emily was still pregnant. They are touring through North Carolina and East Tennessee in early February. Ahead of that, Maya DeVitri, Go Tell a Bird, from her first full-length album following the disbanding of the Stray Birds, and that disc is called Adaptations. Lindsay Liu, Courtney Hartman, and Oliver Wood also lent a hand to Maya and her bandmates Anthony DaCosta, Sam Grisman, and Jason Berger. The song was influenced by a consciousness-shifting trip to Cuba, and it came to form in the summer of 2016 when DeVitri went to her grandparents' Pennsylvania cabin following a delayed plane flight. And the flight was delayed so much that she just ditched the trip entirely and decided to stay in Woodshed rather than go back to Nashville. And by the summer of 2017, she had assembled a band in Nashville to begin making the demos. You're in tune with WNCW's new music podcast, On the Way Up. Up next, it's DJ for a Day. All right, welcome to the show. We are here on DJ for a Day, the segment of On the Way Up, WNCW's new music podcast, where we peek behind the curtain and look at the glamorous life of DJs. And in this case, we're talking about Obscure Records. Welcome, Ken.
Thank you.
What got this going was an obscure record that we still can't figure out much about, at least yet, from a band or an artist named Dula, D-U-L-A, with a Spindale address. It's got the old 704 area code, so it's before 828 was created. And you sent that to me questioning if I knew anything about it, since WNCW is here in Spindale. And so far, no dice, haven't found anything. But it got me thinking about all of the great work that you did with things like the Tobacco Ogogo series, and talking to you about neat 45s and things that have either been forgotten or have recently been unearthed thanks to folks like yourself.
Yes, it's a lot of fun. It's a form of musical archaeology. A lot of these records, we all know the famous artists. We know the ones who sold millions of copies. You can hear those records all the time on various radio stations. And the people who wrote them are living off of that stuff. But for every one of those records, there may be another 200 out there which did not attain any commercial acclaim, but are actually quite good and deserve better than to be lost in the dust. And that's kind of what I and a lot of my compatriots like to do. We like to find these things and shine a little fresh light on them.
So those series that you produced were from the early 80s forward. There are three volumes of Tobacco Ogogo. I know that was a labor of love, but tell me a little bit about what went into that and what became of it.
Well, the reason the albums began was back in the early 70s, there was a fellow named Lenny Kaye who did a compilation series called Nuggets. It was the very first one that gathered up these great 60s records so that people could re-experience them. And over time, other people started doing compilations as well. There was the Pebbles series, and Boulders was another one. It got a little trite at that point. But all of a sudden, there was an explosion of compilations of old singles. And some of them took on a geographic approach, like Texas and New Jersey, but no one had done anything from the South. So then 1983 rolls around, and I said, well, I'm going to do it. And that was the genesis of Tobacco Ogogo. The research back then, keeping in mind the year is 1983, there's no internet. Everything I learned and found about this music was because I had gas in my tank and a telephone in my hand. That's really all it took. And it would be a lot of fun. I'd approach one town after another. And as soon as I got a foothold by finding one musician in a given town, that person would lead me to the next, and to the next. And I realized that basically all over the state, there were bands. And the term that is commonly used now is garage bands, because that's where they were practicing. Bands that were trying to be, maybe for fun, the next Beatles or Stones, but their primary motivation was probably having fun and social standing in school, especially with the girls. So I learned a lot of fun anecdotes about some of the bands, and you know, a handshake and a smile and a free copy of the album, and the records were born. So there were two of them, Tobacco Ogogo's Volume 1 and 2. I took a many-year break off for that for family and school, and in 2008 I produced a third volume. That was not a commercial release. It was basically a mixtape that got loose and got written up in The Independent in Durham. And there's plenty more music out there. I could do more if I chose.
Are these songs from Tobacco Ogogo 3, for example, are they still available somewhere?
Well, the albums were only issued on LP and have not been issued on CD or in any reissue format. A lot of them can be found on YouTube if you like to listen to them. Finding the original records, now there's the challenge. Some of these travel for four figures. A classic example, there was a band from the Wilkesboro area called The Sounds Unlimited, and one of their songs was available on other compilations, but no one had heard the B-side. Anyway, years and years past, I'm watching eBay. Finally, the first copy comes up for sale on eBay, and it's in terrible condition. It's like been driven over by a truck. It barely plays. And when the auction was over, it sold for $1,200. So if you want to own the originals of a lot of these things, you really, really need to want it.
Are there any more gems that are being unearthed? Is the vein running dry?
Well, you know, I thought I'd found a lot back in the 80s. Once again, this was prior to the internet, and there's whole towns I never even scratched the surface, like Asheville. But as recently as like 3-4 months ago, I found two tremendous records that I knew nothing about back in the 80s. One is it's a pop classic by a guy named Chuck Martin, who's in Greensboro and does music to this day and eventually had a career backing up Ray Stevens for a bunch of years. A single called It's Too Late. You can find that on YouTube. And even more recently than that, there was a great mystery record by some group called The Universals. It had a single called In Your Heart. And they finally came to light this fall. And I went to Elkin, where this guy lives, and we sat down at a restaurant and talked for a couple hours about the Universals. And yes, and it's a great record, and I had no knowledge of it whatsoever back in the 1980s. So to answer your question, it's quite possible there's a lot more stuff out there, but you don't know. You don't, as Donald Rumsfeld says, you don't know what you don't know.
We're still trying to dig up what the Dula record really is, but I think you haven't heard it. You've had somebody send you a picture of it. Is that correct?
That is the size of it. Somewhere online, a picture of one side of this 45 is there. And you can read it, and you can see the Spindale address. The band is called Dula, as you said. But that's it. And I haven't a clue. Googling it gets you like one hit of basically just that picture. So it's a mystery, and I sent it to you as being connected to that region of our great state that you might know someone. So I throw it back in your lap. We're relying on you to find some older fellas who were doing music back in the 60s who might know something of it.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I've still got a couple of lines in the water that haven't come back yet, so we hope that we get a bite here before too long.
And sometimes mysteries last for several years until you finally find the answer. So we need to be patient.
Well, this reminds me of some of the great records that have been put out. The Said I Had a Vision, all of the works surrounding David Lee. I don't know if you're familiar with that. That is a neat compilation of records associated with David Lee, who lives here in Western North Carolina and had a record shop, who was an artist himself, and produced a lot of records from the late 60s through the, say, mid-80s. And then, I guess, Carolina Funk. Are you familiar with that as well?
Yes. Jason Perlmutter, who runs Carolina Soul Records, released that several years ago. It's a very well-packaged collection of that genre.
There are other labels that sort of specialize in some forgotten treasures, like, I guess it would be Numero Group, am I right, doing all of the Soul series going way, way back?
Yes, that's one label based out of Chicago. Of course, there's also Gear Fab, who's had a wonderful series called The Psychedelic States. There's like 30 volumes scattered across the country. There's Sundazed Records, perhaps the largest reissue label right now that's done some wonderful things. So yeah, there's a lot. There's interest in this stuff. When these records come out, these compilations and reissues, I'm certain the production run rarely gets past 1,000 or 2,000 records, but it's a rabid audience. People love these obscure recordings from a bygone era.
Now, was I right? Are you working in molecular biology during the day? Is that still your field?
I was. I retired, but I was the molecular genetics director for LabCorp for 10 years.
I mean, this all just screams geek, Ken. I mean, I'm sorry, but... Record collect obscure records, molecular biology. I tip my hat.
Well, man does not live by bread alone, I suppose. You want to put food on your table, you find a job. You don't make a lot of money collecting obscure garage rock records from the 1960s. But yeah, everyone's entitled to have more than one love, that's for sure.
You don't do any shows on WXYC anymore, do you?
No, that was a long time ago. From 1978 to 1986, I hosted the punk and new wave show called Anarchy in the PM, which was an awful lot of fun. So that was radio, once again, pre-internet. So, and none of the other radio stations in this market were playing that genre, so the audience had to come to me, and it was a very successful and entertaining show. I took many, many years off, but now, since late 2015, I've been hosting a show out of Hillsboro, North Carolina, a low-power station, WHUP, and the show's called All Heart But No Chart. And that show is showcasing could-have-been, should-have-been hits of the 1960s, all genres, all over the world.
Oh, well, that's terrific. And I imagine that we could get that on a stream?
Yes, WHUPFM.org. Click on shows, click on All Heart But No Chart, and my two most recent programs are always up as podcasts. They do scroll off after 2 weeks, though.
Oh, man, that's great. Well, Ken, it's been great spending time with you. Thanks for being on the show.
Oh, thanks for giving me a call. And let's fight the good fight and find more old records before they get lost forever.
Stay tuned, and we will come back to more of my conversation with Ken Friedman after we have two more sets of new music on WNCW's New Music Podcast on the way up. And we'll sample some of the music found on his Tobacco Ogogo series of compilations. Now for some bluegrass. Can you name that tune from Balsam Range?
You're the one that I'd be thinking of if I needed someone. If I had some more time to spend, then I guess I'd be with you, my friend. If I needed someone,
had you come some other day, then it might not have been like this. But you see, now I'm too much in love.
Carve your number on my wall, and maybe you will get a call from me if I needed someone.
This, leaving all but nothing, there's nothing for you to. makes this last? When everyone is fair, the chance. Why do we do it, Lord? I can't do it alone. Why do we do it, Lord? I can't do it
That's one of the most singular sounds for the new year to my ears. It's MS Singer, and the tune Wasn't Born from his I Spy. I is in the organ. I. He's a multi-instrumentalist songwriter from Hillsborough, North Carolina. Now he's in Boston, and this is his solo debut full length. Matt Sean Singer says he gets his inspiration from artists like Charlie Patton, Doc Boggs, and more contemporary musicians like Jimbo Mathus, Tom Waits, and Captain Beefheart. It's available on his Bandcamp page, mattseansinger.bandcamp.com. Ahead of that, Green Sky Bluegrass. Well, that's a jamming tune. They're one of the several acts in that set who are on the road in the WNCW region soon, and they're touring North Carolina, South Carolina, and Tennessee in late January. Green Sky Bluegrass with Do It All Alone, and it's on their own label, Big Blue Zoo. Recorded it at Echo Mountain Recording in Asheville. They've been together for 18 years, playing up to 175 shows per year. They're from Kalamazoo, Michigan. And they have their tongue-in-cheek with the title of this record, All for Money. Mandolin player Paul Hoffman explained, quote, "Clearly, we aren't a band all for money. We did it for romantic reasons such as love, catharsis, and because it mattered to us and the listeners. We wanted to have fun with the paradox of the title, though. We're truly blessed and humbled to have our dreams come true and do what we do. However, it would be easy to make decisions based on our needs to eat or the desires of others, but that's not doing it for love. We love what we do, and we're grateful for the love we receive in return for the people listening. Hear, hear. Well, we started with the 2018 International Bluegrass Music Association's Entertainer of the Year, Balsam Range. And since they formed in 2007, the five-piece bluegrass band has won plenty of accolades and awards, and they bring us Aeonic, which will likely win more. That was the Beatles cover, If I Needed Someone, and they are also touring East Tennessee and Western North Carolina soon in early February. That does it for the new music portion of this episode 38 of On the Way Up. Don't go away, though. Check out some more of my conversation with Ken Friedman, along with some North Carolina rock gems, as we conclude DJ for a Day.
On Tobacco Go-Go 1 and 2, there's a band called the Barracudas. They do for a 6-minute version of I'm a Man on one album and something else on the other. And I couldn't find them, but I actually owned the original album that this came off of, and one of the band members' name was Charles Burgess Earnhardt III. I said, how hard can this guy be to find? So I hit local phone books for that name, and I find something out in the western part of the state, and I call the number, and a very fragile voice answers and says, hello. And I explained who I was, and I was looking for Charles Burgess Earnhardt III. And that fragile little lady's voice says, well, that's our son, but he never calls us. He never calls us. So I'm trying not to laugh because I'm getting this instantaneous family drama. But to make a long story short, it was the wrong Charles Burgess Earnhardt III, and the Barracudas weren't even from North Carolina. They were from Virginia, so it was my first big mistake on the compilation. But you could run a little piece of I'm a Man off the first album if you wanted to. Second story, I was located a band out of Winston-Salem. They were called the Teen Beats, B-E-E-T-S. And apparently they were the bee's knees in Winston. They were one of the first bands to come out after the Beatles. And they had two records. And I needed a little history of the band to write up something for the liner notes. So I found their bass player, Paul Dobie. And Paul was very reluctant to talk about the band. Paul has, as many of these musicians of the era, ended up in Vietnam. That broke up a lot of bands and disrupted a lot of lives, to say the least. And Paul saw some hard time over there and got religion on the battlefield, literally. And he became a Moravian minister and is to this day. And he didn't want to talk about the Teen Beats. We were bad kids. We got into trouble. And I don't want to talk about it. But I wouldn't have that. So I pressed a little longer and just said, you know, I understand your beliefs and I respect all that. But musically, just what could you say? And he lets out this huge sigh and says, well, we were the best. And I just melted at that point because I cracked through the wall. and he was going to then share with me some stories. And yeah, they got into a little bit of trouble, and I'm not going to list everything they did now, but they were a big deal in Winston for a couple years, and they dyed their hair red, hence the name the Teen Beats. And so for every town across the state, there are bands out there that still reflect on their time. In Durham, it's the Bondsmen. The Bondsmen are still together. They did some reunion shows. I'd like to think my compilations had something to do with inspiring them to get back together. So, and those records are also on Tobacco Go Go One. So yeah, behind every great little record, there's people and amusing tales.
That's our show. Thanks for giving an ear to the podcast. I'm your host, Joe Kendrick, and it is an honor and a pleasure to bring this show to you, which is possible thanks to WNCW members all over the world. You can find out more about supporting Grassroots Radio on our website at wncw.org. I'll post the songs from this episode on WNCW's Spotify page under the WNCW New Music, and you can find other nifty playlists there for your enjoyment, too. If you have any leads on the mysterious record by Dula mentioned in my conversation with Ken Friedman, please drop me a line by email to joek@wncw.org. And please support the artists you enjoy hearing on the show. Our theme song from Eliza Lynn takes us out.
Sing a new song in the rain. Sing a new song to the drops coming. Sing a